We take you now to Kabul, Afghanistan. Militants have attacked hotels and guest houses. 17 people at least are dead, many more injured. The BBC's Martin Patience joins us from Kabul. Martin, this comes after a sort of declaration of victory by NATO forces in Marja, which is quite a ways from Kabul. What's, first of all, the scene in the Afghan capital this morning?
Well, it's quiet now. This attack took place about 8 hours ago at about 6:30 local time, and I heard it as well. There was a huge explosion, and that explosion was most likely to have been caused by a car bomb. That was followed by two smaller blasts, and then there was sporadic gun battles in the city. Now, this attack took place in the heart of Kabul, close to a hotel called the Park Residence Hotel, which is frequented by Western and Indian workers. And as you pointed out, at least 17 people have been killed, including 4 Indians and 1 Italian, and over 30 others have been injured.
Now, Martin Patience, NATO officials are no doubt going to declare that this shows the Taliban's weakness, that they are perhaps defeated in Marja and Helmand province or in Kandahar. They can only respond in Kabul. Do you buy that analysis?
Well, the counter-argument is that the Taliban can strike at will in the Afghan capital, Kabul. We've seen that in the last 6 months. We've seen a step up in the number of attacks carried out by the Taliban here in Kabul. And the argument always is that you pressure the insurgency in the south and east of the country. That's where it's at its strongest, in Helmand and Kandahar. But the danger always is that the Taliban will strike elsewhere. And it seems to be clear that the Taliban are sending a clear message that while NATO forces may be attacking them, hitting them in the south and the east of the country, they can still attack in the capital and cause maximum casualties and destabilization here in the Afghan capital, which is supposed to be the most secure part of the country in many ways.
Although, Martin, as you've reported and your colleagues at the BBC have reported, that the government of Hamid Karzai and the reputation of NATO forces in Afghanistan is surprisingly resilient at this point. Is there some sort of built-in barrier to these kinds of bombings hurting the credibility of the Afghan government for a while?
Well, yeah, I think there is. I think many Afghans get angry when their own government can't protect them. I mean, there are security measures in this city. Its security is tight. There are hundreds of Afghan police and army personnel deployed in and around the city to try and prevent these types of attacks. But what we've seen in the last 6 months is that the Taliban and other insurgents increasingly seem to be getting through, and I think there'll be real security concerns. Because psychologically, this is a big impact. Because if the Afghan government can't secure the capital, how can it secure the rest of the country where the insurgency is seen as being stronger?
And we have reports that the attackers are apparently still in the city, at least some of them. It hasn't been confirmed that they've all been arrested. And that, again, we should point out that this was targeted in an area where Indian foreign workers are living. Again, 17 at least dead in Kabul's shopping center. A coordinated series of blasts, apparently, by the Taliban. Martin Patience, BBC correspondent in Kabul, thanks so much.